It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
If you're a little freaky, maybe you're a little weird, or at least people say that you are something about yourself, well then, that's why we want to talk to you here for Freak Show Friday. Let's say good morning to Devin. Hey, Devin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you doing?
Doing good. So what's going on with you? Why are we talking to you today for Freak Show Friday?
Well, I know people are going to think it's freaky or whatever, but I'm kind of proud of it. But I'm an extreme cheapskate.
Okay.
Hey, I'm in the same boat as you. My wife's always on my case. I'm like, no. We're going to save that money.
Yeah, man. It's an expensive world. And I hear horror stories of people going bankrupt all the time, and I just try to make life changes so I could save money, like, literally anywhere I can to make sure that never happens to me.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, bankrupt stories are super scary. You never want it to happen to you.
No. I'll tell you what. I actually live in my mom's house. That saves me money on rent.
Okay.
And I get her to drive me places, or I walk, so, like, I don't have to pay for gas.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you know.
Can you afford to live on your own, though? Because that just to me personally, it's I feel like you should be out there doing something else, you know, like renting if possible.
Yeah, but then I'm just spending money on rent.
Okay, that kind of sounds like you're mooching off your mom, but okay, let's continue. What other things do you do to save some money?
Yeah, no, I'm totally not mooching off. Like, I make plenty of money, but I get to save it, and I, you know, I'm stacking it away. But, like, you know, by having her bring me places, I don't have to, like I said, pay for gas. Mm-hmm. It also keeps me fit because I'll either walk or get a ride, so I don't have to pay for a gym membership.
Right.
Because I'm burning, like, calories doing that. I save money by not buying protein powder. Instead, I'll use the full egg, shell and all.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like the shell would tear up your intestines. I don't even know if that's healthy. By the way, we don't recommend doing that, but okay.
Yeah. No, anywhere where I could save a buck, man, I do. I even I'll shave off my head and I save money on haircuts, but then I'll also put the hair into the protein shake. So
it's good for you.
Hold on.
Bro.
Oh yeah.
Now you're getting gross. That's not. I don't understand how the hair does anything for you. You're telling me that hair follicles are good for what? Like digestion or something?
Yeah. Well, it's got protein, keratin in it, and it's good for you.
And like I said,
it saves me money on you know having to get haircuts because I just have my mom like shave it off for me, and it's. I don't have to spend money on shampoo or conditioner and any of that.
Okay, that is extreme. That is an extreme level. So, bro, you are putting eggshells and hair into your, like, protein shakes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Gotta save money.
Yeah, I think we've established that, Devin. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. I like I said, man, I gotta save that money, man. Save money. Let me think what else I could do. I cook for myself in unconventional ways. I try to save money on spending too much money on food.
Well, what are unconventional ways? Like, what do you mean?
Oh, well, I'll heat up like some ketchup. Ketchup is really cheap. So you could heat it up and you could mix it with like some milk, which is cheap. And then you kind of make like a tomato soup.
I'm literally going to gag. That is the grossest thing I've ever.
Now, hold on. That does sound gross, though, but like, I've never made. I've never made tomato soup, but like tomatoes in it, right? Like obviously. So how do you make tomato soup by hand?
I just make it with ketchup and milk. I don't know how other people do it. But
that is so nasty. That is not how you make tomato soup. My eyes are watering because I'm gagging.
I thought I was the king of cheap. Like this guy's, you top the cake, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Man. You could also make broth. Like, if you go to Taco Bell and you get those little sauce packets, which are free, you could put, like, four of those in, like, a cup of water and heat that up, and that makes, like, a really good broth.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my man, Devin, you need
He needs some milk.
You need to stop.
He might have a point, though. Imagine that, just adding some water to the Taco Bell packet sauces.
You guys are trying to make me throw up at this point.
No, no. We're just trying to understand what Devin does. Oh, okay.
Devin, is there anything else that you do?
I mean, literally anywhere that I could save money, I'll save money. Even like toilet paper. Like, people use toilet paper and then they just like throw it away or flush it down the toilet. But I actually, you could wring it out and like dry it in the vents.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I use it like probably 3 or 4 times before throwing it away.
But not for the same thing. You're repurposing it for something else, or you use it for the same thing?
Yeah, same thing. Something else, whatever. Oh. You know? Use it.
That sounds unhealthy. That sounds like you'll get sick or something or infected.
He just has the best immune system because he keeps just putting it in danger by reusing toilet paper. Devin, this is going over from being like cheap to like it being an actual problem.
You know what, Devin? I think we're going to have to kind of wrap up here, Freak Show Friday, but Live the Web Girl wanted to write it down again. How do you make your tomato soup?
Please don't tell me.
Ketchup and milk.
Oh, he needs some milk.
All right. Well, gross. Devin, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday. I don't think there's anything freaky about being cheap and saving money, but some of the things he was doing was like extreme. It's like on that show, like I think it's TLC's Extreme Cheapskates.
Yeah, bro. If you haven't been on it, you need to go on it now because that is freak level. That is nasty.
All right. I'm kind of wondering though. 833-563-2539. I'd love to get some calls next year on the show. Who's the cheapest person that you know? Everybody's obviously looking at me and pointing at me. But I mean, come on. Maybe it's somebody you dated. Maybe it's a family member. And they're just cheap. Like, the things they'll do to save money, I kind of want to hear. Don't you guys want to know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. 833-563-2539. Tell us about the cheapest person you know and what makes them so cheap.